President and members, colleagues, and stuff. I think, like you said, I mean, most of the people must think, concentrate on. We are going to jump into the presentation, but at the end, I think you are going to know exactly what is happening at Cleveland Water. The table of contents, start like
jump.
Okay, that one. The overview, Chairperson, I think yesterday you alluded to the fact that, I mean, you don't know where the water boards are operating from.
We know where they're operating from, but all that we're interested in is exactly which municipalities in that area you serve, because you don't serve all of them. So that is what we want a map from the department that I'm still waiting for.
Yeah, we have our map, Chairperson, for the area which we are servicing. And the slide which we have in front of us here is showing the municipalities which we service, and the contract, the service level agreement which we signed with the municipality. We are operating in three provinces, which is the Free State, the Northwest, and the Northern Cape. In the Free State, we have three municipalities, which I mean, out of those, we have signed agreements with two, and then the other one, which is Machabeng, local municipalities, are a negotiation. Northwest, we have got four municipalities, which is approved, we have signed. Jomolong, we have signed. Kasponyana, we have signed. And then we are currently negotiating with Pokwana. The Northern Cape, we have got four municipalities and we have signed contracts with all of them. The map which is in front of us, that is the map which is depicting the areas which we are servicing. That is the Northern Cape, like we indicated in the previous slide. And then all those municipalities which we are servicing are shown in the map. The corporate governance, then we have a board which has got different committees. They've got executive committees, the finance committees, the audit committees, the human capital, and all those committees have got different charters. The feedback is regarding the issues which were raised last year by the portfolio committee.
You can jump over there.
Okay.
Members can look at it if they want to follow.
Okay. On that slide, Chairperson, we also indicated the best as to how we dealing with that in the intervention of the portfolio committee last year and the way the department is helping us. Our debt was growing at 50% per annum, but since the interventions which we implemented last year, that is now down to 10% to 15% with the projection which we did after the 30th of June 2013. But there is a tremendous improvement in the debt. What is happening is only the interest mainly, which is increasing. But the debt, we have entered into agreement with the municipalities that, I mean, they are paying the current and the outstanding. Those are being paid on a quarterly basis when they receive a equitable check.
So everyone that owes you money, you've got that arranged.
That's right.
Paying the current?
Yes.
Have you signed an agreement for the arrears?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very good.
And where in the dawn, where the default will be fixed?
Because one of the big ones is in your area.
Machabeng.
Machabeng.
That's right.
See my paper or something, I can't find it. Let me just see. Later. The biggest
step is what happened last year after the portfolio committee presentation. We went there, we restricted, and then from there they took us to court. We contested, they lost, and there was a court order saying that, I mean, they must pay the current. And that the outstanding debt, that they must be paid with by means of an arbitration. We have written the minister to obtain the arbitration, because that is what the Water Services Act requires. Then we are waiting for the minister to appoint the administrator. And the outstanding debt is going to be.
So they haven't signed an acknowledgement of debt because they have it first arbitrated.
That's right, yes. But there is a court order to pay the current.
To pay the current.
That's right.
Yes, which other municipalities are you also NARA?
NARA, they are paid on current, and then also quarterly when they receive the equitable shares, we have got an arrangement of 12.6 million, which they are paying, but the problem now is that their equitable share has been reduced. So they managed to pay 5 million, 6 million, but we are happy with their...
You have an acknowledgement of debt, and they
have.
And the way you pay.
Yes, 100%.
And Makati Hill?
Makati is the pay. It's under administration now, but they are honoring the agreement.
Also acknowledgement of
that. Also the acknowledgement of that, yes.
And Ruth Mokwati?
Dr. Ruth is the district in the Northwest, they have given us some areas to manage. That is where we have a bit of a problem. But they are paying the current account. The only areas which we are not paying are the new ones which have given to us, but we are negotiating them.
And is there for the arrears and acknowledgement?
There is, sir.
Okay. And Citibank. Have you got this, all this stuff somewhere in writing?
The agreement document.
Now what I want you to do, I want you to write a report.
Okay.
I want you to explain all this to us. The what they've got and what they've done. So there's an acknowledgement of debt that must be attached and what the arrangements are. And so you just explain, not a long report.
Yes.
Just a report that we can have this information on record, okay?
We have that.
Okay. But that looks good. Looks good. Okay. So let's move on then.
Okay, President. That was the feedback, and then we'll jump the strategies, because I mean, maybe it's just to show that, I mean, all the strategies which, I mean, we put that...
Sorry, when is this talk of this arbitration, when is this happening? Are we moving on it? I mean, we want the court to... I mean, we might have immediately appointed the arbitration. Please, I want the report. End of the month, I want on my desk that you sort it out. And there's a date.
So
go ahead.
Okay, Jefferson, on the achievement, we are managing our costs prudently, and the organization is financially sound. We don't have any problem. Now we've got the cash flow and the revenue and the surplus targets that we are achieving, mainly in the Free State and the Northern Cape, where we are doing the bulk. The Northwest, we are called subsidizing. The operational process efficiency, the total production distribution, the water loss in Jefferson is below the norm, which is at 10%. We are at 5.68%. But we are raising the problems where you find that, I mean, the meters are not reading correctly, that we are fixing. The water quality is meeting the class 1 and the class 2 requirements in the areas where we are having the borehole. And then on the triple BEE, that we are meeting our targets, but also where we see that, I mean, the challenges, we are conducting workshops with the small, with the SMMP, where we find that, I mean, when you advertise for a tenant, they don't have all the documents. So we are conducting workshops to show them exactly which documents are they supposed to have, being the tax clearance, letters of good standing and all that. And then on the recruitment and development of employees, we are having 3-4 employees who are having bursaries. And then also the average, we're protecting employees. With the average, that is now reducing because of more of the employees have gone through the average already. So we are just trying to finalize those who are left. The water and wastewater, that is the negative. We have done that, and then we are just waiting for the verification for the association. And then experiential trainees, that's the recruitment.
Jump there, look at that. For yes.
The HIV AIDS, we conduct awareness campaigns throughout the whole organization, and then we also do the voluntary counseling and testing. We don't only concentrate on the HIV AIDS now, we also do the sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, all those, so we are doing it for our employees. And the quality control, we got a lab, which is accredited by SANA.
Oh, where is your lab?
It's in Falcon Bay, Botafogo. At our head office.
Botafogo?
That's right. It's in the Free State. It's the first town as you are driving from Klerksdorp, when you cross the Vaal River, the old Transvaal, the first town in the old Free State. So that is something like 250 kilometers from Joburg.
So from northern to your northern Cape, you go all the way.
Yes, we have scattered all over there.
Yes.
Okay.
Wicked. Why would one ever build an office in Wicked? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, President. The cost recovery, we put this as a challenge for the municipalities, though, I mean, it's difficult to collect from the municipalities, but we are getting it right, Chairman. And then the contractual agreement, we always have a challenge of signing long-term agreements with the municipalities. You know, they always say that, I mean, our term is for 5 years. They don't want to go beyond it. But we always negotiate with the customers, and they end up signing for those 5 years. That is what we are operating. And then the inadequate budget allocation in the Northwest. Northwest, we are doing the retake, and then the budget has to be approved by the municipalities. And you find that, I mean, most of the time, it's difficult for them to approve the budget, but we continue with what we are supposed to do. Then the cost of maintenance and the chemicals, that is the main problem which we have with our tariff, because the chemicals, I mean, most of them, those are imported, and you have a problem with the exchange rate, so that is impact on our tariff. The raw water quality, the water which we get from the Val River is of poor quality, and we have to spend a lot of chemicals for purification. That, again, impact on the tariff. The blue and green drop, Chairperson, we have a problem here. The municipalities which are cooperating, like Machabe, we managed to get the blue drop settled. But you find that, I mean, most of the municipalities do not cooperate. And what we'd like to propose maybe to the department is, what about if the water board can also be given the blue drop award on their own? Because you find that, I mean, you want to do this thing, but the municipalities are not cooperating. Can't we come up with something like that? Then, these are the compliance.
What are you suggesting?
What are you suggesting,
sir? How would you do the work? I mean, you don't have things you run on your own. So you're saying that if you bring a water purification up to standard, but you do it with the municipality is not doing it, then it's to do the work.
That is exactly what we are saying, Chairperson, because what is happening is mainly record keeping, which is required from the municipality. And you find that, I mean, they don't have that capacity. They don't do it. You do it, everything from the board, and then what they're supposed to do on the side, they don't do. So why are we not maybe raising the water board on their own regarding it?
I thought that sounds like a nice idea.
Should we disagree? Because we want to ensure that the consumer at the end gets water of standard time to drink. So it's no use throwing beautiful water up to standard at a plant, but it doesn't reach the consumer when it actually makes the difference. And that's why we want water boards to work closely with the I understand the problem that they can see in the right place.
Why can't we distinguish? I mean, if you have now someone that's willing to, during the value chain, to make one part of it work, because they don't aren't in charge of the other part. You know, why don't we acknowledge that?
We can consider.
If you're saying your object is to get pure water to the end consumer, that's an outset answer. And then now start doing it properly, start measuring things, start recording this stuff, proper records of this stuff. I mean, maybe you don't want to do that today, but man, there can be some other kind of acknowledgement that it should be given. Think about it. So the point is, why would you say, okay, because the municipality doesn't want to, because the end consumer is there, the municipality is not doing that part of the work. Now someone says, but we can come and do this part, and it's okay to do it. So we want some acknowledgement. I mean, unless I'm not understanding the problem that I'm in. So just think about it. Okay. And do that before you retire. So if you don't come in next year and someone tells me, you ask Alphard and Alphard retired, so we can't answer. So I'm asking you as well. I'm asking you as well.
Okay, go ahead. I think the question, what is happening here is what we are doing at the water board, together with the department, and both of us are failing to convince the municipalities that, I mean, it must be done. So that is why we are saying,
it's okay, you got me on your side for now.
Okay, thank you.
I'm changing my mind.
Okay. I think on the annual report, Jefferson, we are saying it's another unqualified audit report. I think the AG made a presentation yesterday which we are saying that, no, it's just that nothing above that which we can do. Otherwise, we'll let you challenge them.
If I come, I'll find something. Be careful.
2011-2012 annual report represents both our revenue, which is 570 million, and the cost of sales, which is mainly the raw water, 170 million, and the gross profit, which is the difference between those two. And then we've got the income, which is mainly coming from the project which we are doing for the department as an implementing agent, and then also the income which is coming from the outstanding debt. And then we have the net surplus, which is 60 million. And going forward, we have the agreed consolidated balance sheet, which is sitting at 1.5 billion, so that the assets which we have. And then the investment. These investments are securing the loans which we have. The last loan is maturing in 2018. So all those loans which we have security. And most of these investments, because we are paying our loans in time, that is the money which, I mean, most of it will be coming to the water. And then the financial ratio, the worrying ratio is the debt collection period, which is mainly maturing and those few municipalities, that's why it's sitting on those days, but we are addressing it. And then also at the bottom is our debt ratio. With those debt which the municipalities are owing us, we can't go to the bank. That is why the project which we are doing, we are using own funding. And then having to the KTEC, we budgeted for 58 million, and then we spent 64 million last year. And then I think that's one we can keep on the executive management. And the budget analysis, we have the tariff, which is the same as what we
referred to. So service A is 60 million.
That's right, service.
Getting out there.
Okay. On the tariff, we have requested for 8.5%, which is the same as what we requested last year. We have entered into an agreement with ESCOM, where we have done the demand management. They have now implemented the variable fees in our pump, and that is going to save on the electricity, which I mean, it is going to reduce the losses which we have on our expenditure. The budget, that is for 2030, which I mean, we think we are going to achieve. We just have on the revenue, a small increase on water consumption, and then the bulk of that will be coming from the tariff increase. And then it's going to be the same as what we presented in the previous line. On the CAPEX, what we have done here, we have listed the capital projects which are meant to be done per region. We started with the first phase, and then the total is 57 million for 2013-2014, and then the northern phase, which is the Valkamakara, is 57 million, and northwest is 6.9 million. And then the Namakwa, that is 105. Namakwa is the new area which we have just got. That is mainly funded by RB, and then we also give part of it. But mainly the CAPEX is coming from RB. And then that is our presentation chapter.
I look at how much water you sell. It's quite low.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's just that the area itself is scattered. What is going to happen is that we are currently busy with the feasibility study in the Northern Cape, the area which we are saying Valkamakara. That is like the economic hub of the Northern Cape. After the preliminary results which we received now for the feasibility study, that pipeline, because it has to supply to the mines, most of them are new, most of them are increasing the capacity. That pipeline is going to cost in the region of 4 to 5 billion. And we are currently doing that. That is where, I mean, we are going to put a lot of volume. I think...
Is that on your basis?
It's not yet on the key tech, because we haven't completed the feasibility study.
Okay. And all the big towns in your area are not, you don't serve any big ones. Kimberley
is doing its own advance.
You really have a small town, that's why the volume is
Yeah. We are doing Buckleworth, Port Mustang, Khartoum, Kuruman we don't do, but we are currently negotiating with them because they are getting the water from the ice, and then it's like the level is going down.
The town, Free State and North, we're all small.
In the Free State, we are supplying to Waterville, Wetterstone, and Rehoboth, those are the areas here, and Virginia.
Northwest,
we are supplying to it's Halbater, Taum is sort of a village, and then currently we are supplying in Rybeck.
Yeah, this is really, you've got a lot of stuff. The reason for that is kind of a big area.
Yes, it's retail. And where you do the retail, you have to get a lot of employees as well.
Now I'm just looking at, you know, they're looking at this, at the rationalization of the board.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, does it have the big three boards? There's huge coming, huge rural areas. Rural. So it's not the kind of a, it doesn't make it very feasible. You've got this huge area to cover. I mean, that's high ways of a well functioning water system, but we need to find ways of making it more viable. Whether it is given bigger city but a smaller area and so on. I mean, I don't know how one does that. Here we want to cover the little area as well, but that's the area we want. But I think we must do some thought to this. Because this is a well functioning entity. And yet we only sell 78. I mean, one of the really low ones is almost selling the water.
Mm.
Although they're third biggest in terms of
the
revenue base. So,
yeah,
I think we must give some thought to this, okay? All right, members, any questions, any clarity?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a comment. In comparison to last year's presentation by the board, I'd like to commend the commitment from the board of taking the recommendations of the committee seriously and moving forward and implementing it because we can see a difference as to how the board will be functioning. The only concern remains for me is the debt outstanding by much of them, and I think if we can pursue that in as further as soon as possible, I think we will move on. Thank you.
To echo that, so what we want now is for you to do that with full time, your department. And then I want bi-monthly reports on how the debt collection is working. Telling us what we have to be getting a debt or whatever. This short report on explaining those so that you know that bi-monthly report is getting. Bi-monthly report on the debt collection process. Toko, the arbitration must be done, get going with that thing. Because we can't recover that money until we've got a decision. So it's happening with the water pool. Okay, let's move with that. All right, everyone happy?
Thank you very much, Ken. I must also echo and comment the dividend was about. However, I've got a issue to raise Chinese clarity too. I heard that they also service Makwasi Hills. I visited Makwasi Hills. I find a note on the door that says due to telecom problems, we are told Sidibeng Water and Makwasi Municipality would like to apologize to the community. On Monday, I go back again to Makwasi Hills. I found that note is still there. People were doing with no water. So I just want to understand even the bacteria that is recurring. Time and again, when you go there, they will tell you that they said there is a bacteria. I want to know what you call this E. coli bacteria. What makes that to repair Kanan again, we will stop providing water saying you and the municipality, you are still dealing with this bacteria that coming time and again. So I just want you to clarify me so that when I go there, I must be able to relate properly to the community that the water is clean, they can drink that bacteria water. Thank you very much.
All right.
Can I just get clarity on some areas that have got a water problem in the area of operation of citizens? In fact, with the agreement that they have with the municipality, particularly the Makwasi municipality.
What do you?
Yeah. Can I just get a sense on the problem, maybe, in dealing with those issues together with the municipality? Because our challenge is lack of water, community solidarity problem. But can we get a sense on that? Thanks.
Anyone else?
Yes, sir. Very well. Mr. President, we really appreciate the accolades. Regarding the problems which are being experienced by the municipalities, like Makwasi Hill, it's not only the problem of quality, it's the problem of the leakage as well. What is happening at Makwasi, we supply bulk, and then bulk is up to a certain point, a reservoir, where the municipality has to take over and distribute or do the reticulating. But what is happening is that, we find that, they are not cleaning their reservoirs. That is why you end up with this problem of the E. coli. The total requirement of it, which the bacteria which we find in water. But we have given them a hand of assistance to say that, yes, you are experiencing this problem, can we come in and assist? Makwasi is going through difficult, I think as it is now, it has just been announced that, they are now under admin. The problem is that, you go there, you want to give assistance, you are not allowed to do that. And then we were saying that, can't be money, the reservoir which you have, and then also the sewage plant which you have, so that you can concentrate on the whole business which you do, which is the self-delivery on other issues. But we are not being allowed to do that. And then we are more than willing to get in and assist. I think also coming to the area where we're experiencing shortages of water, Makwasi is not supposed to be facing that problem, okay. But with the leakage, the illegal connection which they have, that is why you find that, sometimes they don't have water, but it's more on the management. I think what happened is that, all the managers who are on second 57 managers, I think their contracts expired end of March or end of February, and they were not renewed. There was no management. So that is why they have these problems as well. In the northwest, where we are also doing the reticulation, we experienced some problems of the shortage of water in community, but that was mainly because of the vandalism of the canal, which is supplying to the purification plant which we are managing. But all these problems now have been addressed. Thanks, sir.
If I want to work out your KX for next year, what I have to do is I must, on page 52, add up the 57 million in free space. And then on the next page, 6.9 million in the northwest. And then on the next page, 55, 108 million in Northern Cape, Namakwa. Here's one more. No, that's it. You add those up to see your capex. So 157, 160, plus another 57, 200. That's
It's around 200 million, just a bit more than that.
Okay.
See, that area meant to be a huge expansion. Those rural areas. We have to get in there. How much use is there? But I'll write that at the end of the meeting. Okay, thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is the challenge that we are facing with the Department of Water. There is also some of the water service or the water provider. I want to say this, I don't know if the treasury are still around here. Because that is the challenge of the smaller municipality. When you get that equitable share or whatever, or your share that you are having in the municipality, taking for instance the municipality like Makwasi, the municipality like Dr. Ruth Sokomuti Mumbadi, that is poor rural. And you say to them, they must be this service provider or water authority municipality. I think in other way around, we say this constitution, it doesn't work any longer. Because as we are the custodian of this constitution, we need to check if this municipality, we can make the people to suffer because of the certain municipality. That's why always we are fighting here to say, if it's the constitution that makes you not, and now I'm talking to the department and trailer, if this is the constitution that says you can't take over the municipality in terms of these issues, we need to understand, because I can't think Chairperson sitting here. As you have heard since we started here, I know the difficulty that the department are in. So the treasury must also assist. Because I don't think Dr. Ruth Sokomuti Mumbadi, they will be able to pay the given water. I don't think Makwasi Hill, they will be able to pay that debt. I want to take you further to Moretele Municipality. Moretele Municipality, even today, they are still owing Tsane Municipality a huge sum of money. Every year is accumulating. So when we don't chip in and assist, it means people from those particular areas will still cry every day. So I just want to highlight this issue. I know how difficult it is to assist rural municipalities. Thank you.
How much do you owe the department?
Chairperson, I think the main problem was the reconciliation on the side of the department. We met on the 5th of April, and we have agreed that as from now on, we are going to start paying the current, and then to give them the lump sum, we are just waiting for the arbitration to be concluded so that then we can also pay them a lump sum.
For the end of May, I want you to have met with every single water board. This is now the second water board I asked why you haven't paid. The second one that says they don't agree with your account. So I want you, before the end of May, to have had a meeting with every single one of them. And I then want to get a report from you to say that it should have been resolved. And that this part we haven't resolved, and this now we're going to resolve. Either go to court and get it from them. Come here and tell me, I will go there. Or whatever other way you're going to do it. But this can't go on. I understand, I like the arrangement of the 60 days with a coach and so on. If you make arrangements with all of them like that, and make sure they pay their current, must be any excuse, I don't want to get any water board next year. It doesn't pay all their current, and by the end of May, I want to know how you're going to resolve the outstanding now. Water board, if you don't pay, we are going to take this very seriously. Because just as I fight for the water boards to get their money from the municipality so you can be effective, equally that applies to the department.
I mean, the department can't be affected if it's not getting its money from you guys. So likewise, it creates problems, okay? And all these issues that Ma's raising about us trying to intervene and so on, the department even can't even think of trying to intervene, even if there are legal problems. We don't have the money to do so, but you guys deal with the money. 1.5 billion of it. Okay. So that's it, end of May. I want to report that you've met with every water board and that the issues are resolved. Pay within 60 days and the arrears, this is how we can deal with it. Okay, Mr. Moore, okay? Please, water board, I don't want to hear this again. This 1.5, the only amount must be there is current. Not a single cent of the arrears next year. Okay? You guys have done well with these things, sort this one out as well. And you, the department, must be strong in this. If you're a strong leader, these things don't happen. Strong leader gives a clap now and then, you know? Give a clap. That's the point. Not that false teeth that comes out of the gut. When you bite, that comes out with it. Let's get the real teeth for yourself and to bite with them, okay?
That's the event was presented here. They raise a question of reservoirs that are not clean. And it's true, when you go to some areas, you find a very unsurfied water coming out of the tap. And I should think is the reason for those reservoirs not being cleaned. That's why you get the dead water. Now, I just want to make this input to water affairs. In relation to their management, inspection of reservoirs, that interaction with municipalities. Today, next time they must come and present to us and tell us how they manage these reservoirs and how do they inspect them so that this issue not to recur. I think it's fundamental.
Okay, Teddy Ben, thanks a lot. We are relatively happy with what's going on, but there's a lot of work to be done to take your good work further. I want expansion into testing. I want your debt problem solved. I want you to pay your debt. And keep on keeping on in terms of financial management. Then we are going to ask the department. We need to... You see, the problem is you can't solve the problems of water with not just by disbanding two of them. Those two have to be disbanded. There's no problem with that. But we have to, I mean, if you're saying, let's look at viability, we've had no suggestions about viability. So the next part of the job is, in this year, the department must engage with each of those water boards to see where the possibility of expansion exists. So that you can try and make them more viable and look at the viability. It's a problem that we now have, and I understand why you've done. Where we're having problems, we're using rain water to go in. Now, it's logical. It's your strongest water board and so on, so you send them in. The problem with that is, of course, not building necessarily capacity and making it viable, those structures viable. So, if you look at this, where's the document that you've had here? You look at your own report. Look at that. Look at that page. The page that deals with how much water they sell, their stock, their capex, their revenue. That's my summary there. If you look at that, you can see what's wrong. That 71% of water board activities is under rain water. 17% under the game. That is 78% is just out of those. So all these others deal with the other 78 to 32. And the rural air ones are all the other ones. So we're not looking at viability and increasing the capacity of those. That's what we're going to do. So what we're doing is we're giving more to rain water and to again, which is understandable, and I'm not disagreeing with that, because they are the ones that can immediately solve the problem for us and help us. But the problem is we're not having a debate, and then we're not receiving a discussion from you, are we making these others more viable? You've got to remember all the nice principles there. They're very nice. I don't know where you found them. They're very nice. Must have been in a recipe book somewhere. All these nice things. The problem with that is nice principles, but they don't reflect this. Now we need, that is the problem this year, and the solutions measure before we leave. How do we make these, like city banks, a really strong, good
water ports? How do we make them more viable? And so on. Can I have these political interventions in terms of getting bigger towns involved and so on, to give them the base to move into the rural areas? Or you have to sit down with Treasury and see how you can use MWIC to give them and build that capacity that they have. Okay. So that is now your task for the next year. Is let's solve the problem, water boards, get them out of the way. While we're doing that, let's look at the viability in terms of the other 10 water boards. Okay? All right, that applies to everyone, eh? And now I'm not going to say that again. It applies to all the other smaller water boards that we're dealing with now. Thanks, Edith. Keep up your work. What is next? Lepelele, I think, eh? Lepelele?
Areas that are actually not served by water boards, and actually everyone has to change basically over a deeper 10-year period. So that's we divide that, okay? And this intervention of actually looking at the viability and coming up with concrete plans to actually politically and legally and administratively and financially to make that expansion possible is what's going to make this whole thing work. Okay? Stevie, it's up to you.
Chairperson, thank you very much, as well as portfolio committee members for the opportunity. We would want to remind the committee in terms of the areas that we are currently supplying in Limpopo, particularly that the expansion plans that have already been presented to the committee by the Department of Water Affairs yesterday indicated clearly that Limpopo Northern Water need to make sure that it covers the whole of Limpopo province, which is a welcome decision from our side, so that the areas that previously were not served with water by water boards will be able to be covered. But importantly, to make sure that in particular rural areas are taken care of. We, in the coming years, Chairperson, in line with what you have requested, are anticipating to ensure that our capital investments in the rural areas is intensified. We are anticipating that in the year coming we will spend 91 million rand to bring some of these rural schemes to a viable state of sort of status in terms of how they should operate. They are, however, Chairperson, in line with what we have gone through last year, still some teething challenges and problems that we need to continue working hard around. The issues that we had with the committee last year, that Eskibele were still, like other water boards, facing issues of infrastructure that is unfortunately old. Also, because of our rural nature of service that we're providing, that there are some municipalities that are still owing the balance of water some money for the bulk water services that we are providing. We have done some work, Chairperson, because last year we had indicated to the committee that the three district municipalities that were owing us money, we were sitting at 352 million rand. Owed to us on bulk water services, and the bulk of that particular money was sitting with the Mobali district, which is also a rural district. But since that time, we have gone out to ensure that we implement the agreements that we have had with this municipality. And this year, Chair, we are happy to report the fact that Mobali district has, through the commitment that they made, managed to bring their current debt up to it. The amount of 236 is old outstanding, which we still have to ensure that the agreement that we are reaching with them and the local municipality responsible will be effected in terms of getting the money back.
Haven't you got those three municipalities?
We do have, unfortunately, these municipalities reneged on the old outstanding debt component, but they implemented the current account payments, as I say, which is up to...
You don't have an agreement that's still valid. You guys reneged on the one that you made.
Yes, and that's why we actually have to...
So how are you going to resolve it now? What are you doing?
All right, what we have done for Mobali in particular is to take the step, the higher step, which is now a detailed process of actually first having the next on the agreement, but also to make sure that we put legal terms in terms of them having to pay back that particular money. Because what is happening here, the district municipality points fingers at the local municipality, which is not a water service authority, but they are the ones that actually consume the water. So the local municipality collects some money from the residents, does not pass it through to the district municipality for them to be able to pay back that particular outstanding account.
This is the only real debt you've got, or fine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because the rest of the other two districts
now,
we Togo, create.
I want you to meet with the water board and with the municipality before the end of May and come back with us for a solution, okay? You guys have learned from Citibank. You saw what they did. They stopped. They told us we're not going to give you these people to them because they lost the case before the court. Let's go ahead. You have an agreement which they will name on. They've got a strong legal base to act on that agreement. So this thing will be resolved very quickly. I want a solution. By the end of May, I want a full report. And then bi-monthly, I want reports from you guys as well, telling us what you're doing about the thing, how it's going. So let's talk up. There's another response to this one. Okay,
thank you, Chairperson, and I think just also as a way of reflecting on the financial performance of the organization, in the previous year, we posted a surplus of 107 million, which was as a result of the efforts that we have made to collecting all these monies from the municipalities. The utilization of these money that we had as a surplus mainly Chairperson has been through the infrastructure that we had committed to implementing in our area of supply. And just to give an indication of the type of infrastructure that is anticipated in the future for the province, together with the Department of Water Affairs, recognition was obviously made that there's a lot of resource development that is required for the province in relation to the economic development that are taking place in the province. And therefore, some of these big schemes that you see here are anticipated to resolving and sorting out the resource component as far as the province is concerned. And from an operation and maintenance point of view, it's anticipated that the Bellary Northern Water as a board in the province will then be able to assist in the operation and maintenance of such schemes to ensure efficient supply of water to the communities. As an organization, we are looking at a program that is called the capital as well as a maintenance program to ensure that our existing schemes and infrastructure is well maintained but also extended. And in the coming year, we are looking at making sure that the 91 billion grant is spent, as I said earlier, on both capital new as well as maintenance of existing infrastructure. And for the other outstanding or outlying years, we're looking at 61 billion that to spend on capital infrastructure as well as on 17, 19, and 20 on maintenance of infrastructure. Chairman, we took a liberty to just give you an indication of some of the projects that we are doing in the province. From a capital point of view, but I think I do not have to spend a lot of time on that because that's already projects that are already implemented and completed. But the idea that I want to share with the committee is the fact that our infrastructure, because of our rural nature, not only looks at infrastructure that is huge, but we're looking at also infrastructure that makes sure we can conserve water within some of these rural areas. For example, the work that we are extensively doing in terms of harvesting rainwater in the rural areas, where we together with the Department of Water are making sure that rural communities not only depend on formal supply of water, but they can actually harvest the rainwater for their daily supply of water in the rural. Besides that, we also ensure that municipalities are supported in terms of rural sanitation, which obviously is an area that we, together with municipalities, are continuously working hard to bring dignity to some of these rural communities. Jefferson, the already reported has been given, Lopelenotota continues to have and post unqualified audit reports on our conditions. We're still doing in terms of what we're looking forward in the future, we are of the view that we will still continue to work hard to retain our sustainability as an organization. But what I must mention is in line with the expansion that are anticipated for the province, we are more than ready to take up the responsibility and ensure that we work to providing water solutions to those areas that were not covered before. Some of the areas that we obviously think we need to concentrate water better, and we also have taken note of other suggestions and recommendations that have already been made by the committee on in the types of areas that we are operating in. But we are of the view that we need to continue making sure that we work hard to conclude this issue of outstanding debts and make sure that our municipalities, particularly rural municipalities, are supported to ensure that they can minimum cost of travel that can be done in those areas be done, and we conserve the water in the areas where there is high shortage of water in the municipalities. We are going to approach the chair for the purpose of the committee on the tariff, and yesterday I think already a presentation has been made in relation to our proposals on the tariff and the various schemes that we are having. Important is to mention the fact that after the ESCOM revised energy cost input in our tariffs, we also made our adjustments which we submitted to the department for consideration. And with that, Chairperson, I want to say thanks for the opportunity for us to present what we have done in the previous year and what we anticipate to do as a water board. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That is nice of care. Mr.
Kutama? No, Chairperson, let me thank the Water Board for their presentation. And you will be having an expansion of your Water Board. But I want to advise you, the expansion must not only concentrate to Vembe District and other areas only. Around Jambes, around the Kukun, Kovokwan, Stong, Denilton, you must consider those areas. Because the people of Denilton and of Kukun, they get water from our municipality, Dr. Mroka. Purified water, the past, purified water, they buy that water from us. Therefore, in the near future, to enable that municipality to cater its own affairs, your expansion must also cover that area next to Dr. Rock. Anyway, we are very much convinced that they are doing very well. And Skukun is a very rural area. There are areas where they never tested a drop of water in this democratic disposition. So I'm quite happy if they can move with the speed that is required. But also, the department must empower this water board so that it can move and assist the community. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Chair. Just perhaps a question of clarity. One of the challenges that you raised under your board is aging infrastructure and treatment plants being overburdened, which obviously all means you need to spend money on maintenance and on capital. However, if you look at your budget going forward, both maintenance and capital is being substantially reduced. Why is that? And then just to echo what you raised, the amount outstanding from Mopani District is almost 90% of your entire budget. Now, if you could get that money back, you could take your capital projects and your maintenance, and you could literally treble your output in the next year or two. That's my comment. Thanks.
Well noted. That's my back.
Thank you very much. Has been covered slightly, but I want to know what is their plan for this. All the challenges you mentioned, several issues that is a challenge to you. Do you have a plan to to rectify the challenges that you are having? If you have, what is that you are planning to do in terms of the challenges that you are having, even the challenges of technical skills? Are you busy coaching, or do you take advantage of what Rand Rotter was saying yesterday, that you may take some of your staff to go and learn more? I just want to hear your plan, because we just have your presentation now, we didn't go through it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair, and also thanks for the questions. Let me start with the last question regarding the challenges that we have and the plan that we have already put in place. The only issue of capacity of skills and retention thereof in our organization as well as within the sector. Yesterday when the presentation was made around what has been done in the sector for increasing skills, I would want to confirm the fact that as the parliament of order, we are part of the process of making sure that there are skills in the water sector and they are retained. The utilization of the academy represented by Rand Water will be and is continued to be utilized by all water boards. But besides that, as the Bellingham Southern Water, we have entered into an agreement with the Department of Higher Education in particular for the past 2 years to put up internship as well as leadership programs to sort out the lack of skills in the water sector. As we see, Chairperson, we are training at the Bellingham Southern Water 1,020 students over a period of 2 years with that particular program to make sure that we have the skills internally. But we also have our own internal retention strategy on the various skills that exist in the organization to make sure that we retain those particular skills in the organization. The question regarding our expansion into other areas than Belt Bembe, we do agree, Chairman, and I think when I made the presentation, I said our expansion readiness with the assistance of the Department of Water that is for the whole of Limpopo, and therefore all the rural areas in Limpopo and the towns of Limpopo will be the areas that we need to cover. Yes, those specific areas that the member embraced are part of the particular expansion area. The challenge regarding aging infrastructure vis-a-vis the budget that we have anticipated. At this point in time, Chair, our budget obviously constrained by the challenge that you have raised in terms of us having to collect the money from the municipalities. The member is correct, Chairperson, that if we succeed with the plans of recovering all that money from these municipalities and ensure that they continuously pay for the service that we provide to them on a current basis, we will be able to increasingly make sure that we address the issue of aging infrastructure by bringing that money back into sorting out the state of our infrastructure in the various schemes that we have. So at this particular point in time, you will find that our budgets are obviously constrained by the recoverability of the debts that we have in the municipalities. I think those are the questions that were raised, and thanks very much.
I see you sell 91 cubic meters of water.
Yes.
Malaysia. That can expand, eh? Look extensive here. All right, the department is going to meet with you to solve the get a resolution to the debt issue, and then, as I said, please engage with the possibilities of expanding and making more viable to those areas. Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work and tell all your staff we really appreciate what they do. That doesn't mean they must get bonuses. No bonuses.
Yeah. Chairperson, I just forgot to mention earlier on that towards the end of last year, it's going to be a no-year for the Chairperson.
to road accidents, so yeah, let them drive so you see that we are using safely.
I wonder if you could just very kindly, and I'll ask my secretary also to, the committee secretary, to make sure that we send the note, but could you please convey deepest sympathies and condolences of the portfolio committee to the family? I wasn't aware, but please, you can do it now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, who is next?
Loom.
Good morning, Doom. Nice to see you folks again. You like the ebony and ivory. Nice. You know, the air. Nice to see you guys here from Alibaba and Fraser. You know what we're interested in. I hope you've solved all the problems you had in the past, being one of my problem children. Ebony Swartz Carver. Almost what have you learned with Carver?
Yes, listen, yes, thank you very much. Apologies from our chairperson. It's also an upset event. We will be standing in. I'm the chief financial officer of the Sadna. My notes, in notes on the problem children, last year's presentation was called Dull and like kissing your sister, so that they couldn't start giving me out of this year. So I hope it's more stimulating than last year.
I hope it's like getting your lovers. Put in the plural.
Chairperson, just the content. We please advise if we have to keep some of it. We've got lots of input in there. You know mostly about the water up to now. First slide here is the overview. I doubt whether we should spend any time on that. The vision and the mission, the identity in this regard, please advise accordingly. Further, just to say what the areas of service are, we are in the sales center on the southern campus, the local municipalities, we've got Mangoon and the Metro and the Kopa Nol, Mansopa and Naledi, the smaller clients. We're also doing a lot of work for the Department of Water Affairs as implementation and most kind of those local municipalities. We'll get to some of the details just now. Area of service is a slide where we are involved in activities. And then in the area of service where we sell out what the supply schemes are in our area and which municipality is affected and local government in the towns, also servicing 13 towns in the area, with Mangroom being the biggest, maybe just from the one mine.
Mangroom being Bloemfontein.
That's correct. Maybe just one note that we missed out on the previous presentations. And Mangroom, whatever we the Mangroom Medlar in the Tabanchu area, which you better. And then a whole list of towns which we supply in the river area. We never mentioned anything of that in the past, so meaning that we are involved in that, we spend a lot of money and we are quite actively involved in supplying bulk in the area. We'll see later on the slide, slides that we support particularly on how we supply the water to the border. So we didn't mention that in the past. Specific water supply schemes, and you can see the lines here, those are the bulk supply areas, and it's mainly focused in three different areas, from the main sources of Abra Dam to the Bloemfontein area, and on the right hand side of the site, which you've got in the Banjo. At the bottom, you've got from the Harib Dam, which feeds the between the Frozen and Transburg, and a separate section where we supply the development. There's also a one spread area with major components extended at one area and smaller supply at other, in other areas. Just the next slide, this is some brief overview of the operation in the different areas, from the sources and pumping, treatment, storage, and which areas. In the next director, we have not been issued a formal director, although we fulfill the mandate in the rural areas. What is possible, we spend money in it and see our programs and so on. Contributions towards and support to the Department of Water Affairs. There are a lot of technical support that water assists with, specifically with the implementation projects. We've been involved in several of the areas, and some of the following slides will indicate where we are involved and the scope of the work to be done. The blue drop certification, etc., also involved, and there's also drinking water quality. If we look at brief overview of the blue drop performance, we just look at the national picture, whereas the fish state is on the 4-5 o'clock block, which is 73%, or out of the fish state. If you look at the next slide, breaks out the fish state in the different local municipality areas, of which the water is involved in four. The slide thereafter just gives us a brief overview of what has happened from 2010 up to the recent Rudrop performance rating. You can see that it was in a fish state quite a scramble 3 years ago, and there's a more streamlined approach in the last year, which is the blue line, although there is a big difference in success from the different municipalities. The blue drop score, the water involved from three treatment plants, varies from 63% upwards. And if we look at the next slide, it gives you the water quality status, which from those treatment plants, and the water quality has been exceeding the target set by Water Affairs. Just on the previous slide, there are other matters like the quantity of issues that we have had to improve on safety planning and stock complement with regard to produce control. That's why the overall rate is lower than the 60%. If we look at the programs, what we're doing for Water Affairs in terms of the implementing agents, that you can see the different instructions that the board was appointed by Water Affairs to do implementation work, and that's really going forward. So what we are seeing now is a different budget target, not all of it is secured, and I mean, this slide even during the next, but it's anticipated planning between ourselves and Water Affairs. This one specifically, existing strategy. Next slide, reflect the bulk water supply dimensions, the work done already in 2012, more funding is secured for the years in the future. Other aspects include the sewer treatment work interventions, also very limited scope in the past year, but a lot of focus provided in the next few years. Same amount of money are being thrown at those projects. Bomb water supply intervention.
So that is close to your life. That is part of
bomb water supply interventions. Similar money for the next 2 years. And Zoom Water and Mangaroon is jointly doing interventions in the bulk water supply systems. What I need to indicate here is that the Public Water Affairs has done a reconciliation study of the Greater Bloemfontein mini supply into the area. I should have mentioned that earlier, which leads to a lot of interaction and CAPEX spending to be acquired in the area. So it's a structured approach, and we know between the parties what needs to be done short term, medium, and long term. Municipality and ourselves, and also the government now here, which comes from the same supply sources.
I see a lot of problems like sitting at Bloemfontein, we still have 87 cubic meters by the end of water.
That's very gentle.
Because that's a big area. What a big city as well.
Yeah, the...
In terms of Bloemfontein, it's drainage, not very close to drainage water.
Yeah, if you were to watch a little bit... Yeah, I think what needs to be taken in is one report later on in the slide, which I wouldn't say is quality intervention, etc. The Metro has its own water treatment plant as well, which we supply bulk water to. So what we are supplying to the Metro is roughly 65-70% of supply. So there's another 30-35% which comes from their own source. So although it's a Metro, we are not supplying
the whole. But
that's one of the issues that from a practical point of view needs to resolve the long term and the utilization of the Malone Salt, which maybe the view from a different I know there are different views on the matter, but from an operational point of view, it's good to have one institution running supply. Water conservation demand management is the next slide, similar to that. Focus clearly on water affairs, like the implementing agent for us to work on that. In terms of the board's view on strategic goals and so on,
you can jump that.
Thank you.
People can have a look at that in their spare time.
Just a performance that's audited by auditors for the board purposes in 2011-12, status of that, a reasonably good achievement by the board. The next one is a management appraisal up to the end of December, which is the mid-year. I hope it continues in the same way. And then if we come to the CFO matters, we look at the financials for the past year. Some of the issues raised here, and I need to just explain, under the revenue of 2012, the chairperson might recall that we had from a debtors point of view, we had three municipalities that we had problems with at some point. The main issue was with the Metro at some point in 2008, 2009, 2010, and that has been resolved, paid, and the last payments were effected during this financial year, although the previous financial year, which I want to reflect that we've received a substantial amount during that year, which was not part of the budget, therefore the surplus looks good for the year, but it was planned as such, although you had the negative impact in the year. So part of that, the interventions, like we followed in terms of the MFMA, worked for the Mangaroon, and I mean that was part of water affairs, the pressure intervention, so it was
very good.
How much is still outstanding?
No, no, they're current at the moment.
Everyone, all of them?
No, 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 no. There are two Kupano and a lady. We'll get to that point just now.
Okay, well, I'm going to get there. But saying the big problem about the bitter
But it is also reflecting our revenue, keeping a reasonable state surplus status. I mentioned a few of it. It's at 83 million.
No, but then you're not a problem child anymore.
Thank you for that.
And a sheep, no less.
Chair, you noticed yesterday that we are a bit of a problem child, meaning that we under recover. That's part of the capex itself, but we'll do that just now. So is there any issue there, we can raise it, but in general it's aligned to the budget expenditure. The issue maybe just on the next slide, which I'd like to, you see there under trade and other receivables, the 35 million and the 2012, which gives a bit of a wrong impression. The Mangung Metro paid one day late after the financial year of 33 million rand. So it's not as bad as it looks. The debtor profile actually remains stable over that financial year, meaning that everybody has paid their current accounts over that period. The property, plant and equipment, we still remain under pressure in terms of being up to date in the sense that we had. In the following quite a bit of backlog on the previous year, which was done this year, and then all the projects going forward in terms of the oil limits. Maybe just time to note that the water followed the approval for oil limits by the process, the Water Affairs National Register, that was approved recently. Funding has been procured for that. That was a bit of a process on its own, whereas initial provider, the first option, we battled with the bank up to the point where the board decided we won't continue, we will go to the second bidder in the process. So that unfortunately delayed it a bit and had an impact on the capex. The other aspect with regard to the capex, and that comes with the under-recovery that was mentioned yesterday, is that you get jumps in the capex requirement because you build a pipeline. And pumps and so on. So that's where the spike comes in. And when we discuss the tariff increases, we can just take note of the impact that has on tariff increases. But otherwise, the state of financial position is reasonably good compared to the previous years. The same with equity and liabilities on the next page. I don't think there's any serious issue to raise. Just to indicate on the following slide that the water is continuing to be solvent and will be liquid in the years to come, and hopefully the remainder going concern. The debtor position worsened slightly with regard to the two smaller municipalities, but it was offset by the payment of the major client. The cash position was reduced marginally. It's aligned with our forecast on our tariff increases over the 5-year period of the business plan. Debt ratios remain high. Just have a look at the ratios just now when we look at the tariff increases. It might have looked very good yesterday when the current ratio of 4.1 and the debt asset ratio at 30, but you see in 2-3 years time with our FX profile. That changes even the cash position. But we are
aware of it.
And
we can get you guys out here and then just go big on capex. That's exactly what we want.
We will have a slide or two just now to fix some of that. Then an issue about the pension fund. Unfortunately, unqualified report will start keeping the financial position as well at the board. Then if you look at the capex position, the first slide really reflects the total budget for the 2 years after that.
This year is 182.
It's actually the last financial year. We'll get to
the last financial. Oh, those are two last. Okay.
The next slide provides us with an overview of what is covered under refurbishment and what is covered under expansions for the previous 2 years.
I haven't mentioned that, but the funding that we procured was only for extension. So the refurbishment of projects we fund from our own depreciated resources. So in that sense, we are quite healthy still to be able to do our refurbishment from it. Although they are all pressure on in that regard, but we are still able to survive that. The slide thereafter just gives us the split even further.
Okay.
For the same 2 years. And then if we look at what the top 30 period, which you are referring to, what you put in just now, Jeff, is that the total for the current financial year is only 89 million rand that we are covering for this year. We split up our extension of 121 and refurbishment of 67 million.
So it's very similar to last year.
Slightly after the split even up further between up the regions where we spent, etc. It's a fair spread. It's not just in one area that we are targeting, and there's a need for it. Slightly after, this gives you an overview of the performance of the two previous years and the current year. What I indicated, the first blue one was really in terms of project expenditure for the previous year was 78%, although in the financial statements it's not exactly the same when you account for it and when the payment is getting made for. But it gives you an indication that it might be lower in 11-12, although their backlog was under 11-12 and not 10-11 in terms of financial statements. So I can assure you of the effort is placed on the CAPEX and that we've got three areas of major projects, and those are two are pipelines, one is refurbishment, one is new, and it also includes of a pump station on the Nova Lerroy water plant. If we turn the page, we look at the... We've got a volume growth in terms of treated water and raw water to the municipalities. The one area is that you get the smaller towns when in the Southern Free State, their growth is really low up to 2%, whereas the metro is up to 3%, and to the metro is also a challenge between the treated water and the raw water. That's what we see there. The investment plan that I've indicated, the approvals were provided for borrowing. Borrowings were secured and the investment plan is for going forward in terms of the 5-year business plan. So there won't be additional borrowings, even if we want to, we are at our limits, and I doubt without guarantee we would get any approval for that. But fortunately, we are able to do what we want to do. Affordability remains under pressure, and maybe the issue I already raised was the retention of cash reserves. The 80 million that we see as a profit now is really bound back into assets and capex. Those utilized reserves for refurbishment I mentioned, and then the debt service ratio maintained allowed with the borrowing limits. The next slide just provides you an overview of the water volumes that the water had to supply over the number of years. The bottom part is the treated water and the blue ones, and the green is the raw water that's supplied. The main supply of raw water is to the metro. There are smaller supplies to offtake on the main line, etc. And the foreground in the red area is typically in line with 2-3% in future. That's the main driver of our budgets going forward. It leaves the CAPEX into operation. And unfortunately, the slide is a bit small, the writing, but it just indicates.
So you can dump that one.
Thank you, sir. Then we go to the input in regard to the input factors. And yesterday we heard about the raw water cost up to 60.6%. Chemical cost.
Don't worry about that one. The only important thing there is that the tariff is going to result in
escaping. The meaning of that was that due to the borrowing limit level and the funding that we can procure,
we owed money at the first year of that case.
Okay,
I just give some argument to the issue that Targa raised about tariffs. I mean, you can keep tariffs low, in fact, you can make it off with it. The problem then, you're going to get off new cases. I mean, that's the problem.
I think that maybe the issue here is more aligned to the reconciliation study. Also, we, let's say, moderated ourselves that Mangaroon can do on the short term small scale stuff, but on the long term, it will be an issue of new capacity, etc., which is really huge money. The next slide just gives a similar overview of each item that we talked about. Next slide is also this one is just, can I just go on this one?
Yes.
It shows the issue about what was raised yesterday on asset recovery. We've been planning accordingly, and in a few years' time we would be breaking even again. So, and it's mostly aligned with capital spending. It's not a case that we would like to jump, say, 40% out and be 3% of them, 30 or whatever case. So it's equalizing it over. The next slide gives you the position going forward in the business plan period. So we don't budget for the 1 year only, we budget for at least 5 years, also aligned to your programs. Jeffrey, maybe the right-hand slide, the table there, gives you quite a good indication of how we reduce the reserve funds. Right hand, where we are now in good position, and then the cash reserves are utilized for capex, and then it starts to pick up. The issue is about the debtors, Kupanong and Naledi. While we add it, we can see what the 50 million rand that they owe us has on our finance.
50 million.
50 million. The unfortunate thing is with Kupanong.
We're going to deal with that. Let me deal with it now.
We follow various processes of information, with involvement, you reach agreements, we sign with provincial, national, trade, water, affairs, we sign deals, and somewhere along the line that they don't comply with the terms. It's quite an issue.
Are they paying their current? Not?
The Naledi is paying their current account. They owe us 16 million in arrears, so we're battling that. They have had meetings with Proctor, Thomas, Bilbo, Promises, etc., 5 million, and then later on the other 10 million and so on, which hasn't materialized. As early as Monday, the chairperson of the board has been in contact again with the political line, meaning the mayor of that, and also the head of Proctor. So there's part of the signs, although it's not finalized.
So for 17 members, let alone for Mopani, I want you to, before the end of May, get that municipality, the board, and yourself together. These guys have now agreed to this, and we want some certainty in these matters. Otherwise, I want you people to take them into the state. Whether that's to go to court or whatever that's to be done. But this can't do this. I mean, you can't sit here, hear the committee say, make it, don't get it, not even. You go to them, they agree to stuff, but next year you come back and say, well, they've reneged on the agreement. So the same thing with them and the Lefalele, you see, get them together and talk to this thing. And I want a strong message from the department to say to those municipalities, we will now take the hardest steps possible. You're not going to. If you don't make agreements with us, and you can't even live up to those, you can't pay us our current money, there's something here that has to be done. Okay? So same thing with them, okay?
All right, just to comment, we at the water and City Bing were also back with provincial trade in that regard, and there was a committee established in the province, including Eskom and so on Eskom's accounts. So there's an effort being made. So
that committee must then get involved in this thing. But the problem is you can't have political dimensions, keep talking, keep keep talking, and then people renege on their agreement.
I mean, sometimes there are consequences. It just can't go on like,
you know, the people that are suffering, the only people that are suffering is people in the Free State, the rest of the people, not even Kopanong and Naledi. Because if we have the 50 million, we can spend it elsewhere. Or even in those areas, as we know. So please, there's a process, but try and pull those processes together and make sure that a very strong message goes out and that they must not be
contacted. Mr. Chairman, we can do a lot with the 50 million. Maybe while I have your question earlier about plain water effects, the importance of us, our role accounts are up to date. We confirm that every year with their audits. If they've got a concern, then they haven't raised it for the last
year. They haven't raised it with you, okay. I see the Middlebottle King has to give me a report by the end of May. So if he's got problems with you, he must sort it out before the end of May.
I don't know what happened to our confirmations in the last 2 years, but I think maybe just on this slide and on the ratios, I mean, if we look at the liquidity there, the current ratio is declining typically with the cash and the borrowings, which is aligned to the under recovery. And it goes a bit too low to our liking, that below 1, that 0.97 in 2015. And it's a bit lower now because Saga asked us to look at the better stay, etc., and we revised the debt. It looked a bit better when we put our main client on the face, a lot of the accounts timely and settled, but we acknowledge Saga, so it looks a bit bad at the moment. But then, I think the next line is the debt equity, which goes quite high in the initial years and then decline as we are able to recover the under recovery. So those are the two lines for yesterday's presentation. Chairperson, being in the under recovery phase, the board has decided to continue with an 11% increase, and it's aligned to what we have.
You're one of them that gets less increase than you actually paid. It was two of them. Are you one of them? Your water board. Yes. Tell you, who was the water board? Blue was one of the under recovered.
Yes.
Genie and Amatole. So they recover less on their tariff than actually make them make. Okay.
But we thought it wise in the sense that we can't have jumps of 20% requests and so on. So.
No, that's fine, but then you must have a plan at the beginning how to pick it up over a period of time. I didn't hear you say that you have got such a plan, so we just make sure you get that for next year.
We'll try and convince them again.
So that, I mean, you know, clearly you made some decisions in terms of your tariff, how you want to do it. I'm sure the people of the Free State are exceedingly happy. The point is, at some stage, those two must meet where, you know, and there might be a plan over an acceptable period of time that has to be done. So I do suggest engage with Treasury, make sure that you've got something similar to engage to sort this out, okay?
Chair, just to note that when we applied for it, it was for a number of years as well, which were evaluated by Board of Health and Treasury before that approval.
No, that's fine. I'm saying that you guys have done a good thing where you understand your area, but the point is there has to be a plan built in over time so that Treasury can at least tell us, well, we can see that they've got a plan that is going to get them at a level where they are not under, whatever the word is, under collecting or under charge. Okay.
We also considered NASA and so on, but it's still impacted because we've got mega flexes and so on. So, in the other recovery environment.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Then just that one. People can check that, read it, read it. Go on. Board performance.
We don't hear.
The board has decided to outperform.
Other matters that can be of
identify and look at the sustainability of the text. Then all you can do is read the last one.
That is what we meant last year. We indicate a few of the GSI projects and what we spend on it, etc. And like the solar panel or boreholes in the rural areas, etc. So we are also heavily involved in that. So we didn't convey it as such. And then thank you, Chairman.
Well, that is very good. Look, there's no risk of I really think that there's been big changes. So the first time we engaged guys, really good stuff. And I must say, other boards can look at their report. It's really nice the way they present it. I have found that I have understood more about water boards and so on with diagrams and graphs than with all the writing. So when you, at a water board, actually start analyzing your own activity in the form of graphs, it really makes things easier to understand. Because the first thing it tells me is, firstly, they did the effort to analyze and put it in the graph. Therefore, they know what's happening. That's the first thing it tells me. And then the second thing it does, of course, makes it easier for us to understand and do so. So, please, this is good way it's presented. All these graphs and stuff. I mean, I like all this stuff. Oh, we don't strictly need it, but now we have it as information. These things about the blue drop performance and the water, you know, those ones there. Actually, that's excellent, because I now understand better what things are happening and so on. So this is going in a step forward. So this is a good example of what should be, not criticizing any of the other reports, but this is some good stuff in here. Okay, members? Skutan?
No, sir, it's a very good report from Bloom. But sir, I just want Bloom to clarify the turnaround strategy on the issue of underspend on capital budget and also the water losses. Those are issues that are raised by the National Treasurer. Just want to hear the turnaround strategy on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and I concur with the sentiment on the improvement of blue water, so I'd like to comment on that. At the same time, I would like to ask a question about SALGA. Chicago will be sitting with us here listening to all the different boards, so they could actually find out from the children which are the delinquent ones and which are the good ones.
Absolutely, that's why they get invited, and that's why they've been given opportunities. But
are they
here? So, you know, obviously, I'm very disappointed to convey that to them. And they are here, they come here and input. But here, they don't care to listen to what the water board says.
Exactly.
What their problems are and how they see these things. The problem they have with problems. So they're not listening to them. Well, they've been given opportunities. They're the ones that are doing the invited, they're not out there.
I think it's very sad, and I think we should be very firm on this one and create objections from them not being present in order to find out exactly what are the challenges the water boards are experiencing. Just a question to Bloom Water. I'm not sure if Brantford falls under Bloom Water or not, before I ask my question.
Brantford?
Does it fall under
Under themselves or?
Okay.
much for the presentation. I do understand things a lot better. But also just the disappointment on Salga. I mean, Salga's the one industry that jumped up and down and things won't go there. And yet, one experiences these kinds of things and something has to be done about it. Just want to ask, and this might not be the form of this question, is Jumbled at risk in any way because of when you become trained by some that they've left the province and started protecting? Thank you.
Chairperson, just on maybe the last question, issues with some resolved in as far as we are concerned. It's individual related to blue water. I'm not sure where the question is directed. We in the province, because I can't understand the province we are after, so the blue water.
Which question is that? The last one. Sorry, just to add to it, Mr. Burton.
There were some concerns last year around people that had been disciplined and subsequently dismissed. And it appeared that Farmer has now come back and lodged a complaint about Blue Water Bus with the province and the public protector. And I just want to know if Blue Water is accessed because of that. Thank you.
The normal process are followed in terms of labor relations.
Are you aware that there is other processes taking place?
We were aware of the last few years. Okay. As you can see, there's been changes to staffing with that senior and fellow levels. But according to us, the process is followed and resolved. New staff appointed, so we're not at risk at this moment. Even if there's an award, it would be minimal in terms of our financial ability. So I don't think we're at risk.
All right, the other question?
It was in the water losses in October 2011. The Metro spent huge amounts of money in reducing their water losses. We actually had a decline of 10% in volumes within 2 months over the summer period. So yes, the water losses declined, and then subsequently, say from July onwards, the normal trend of 2-3% growth in water demand is experienced. So water loss in the main, from main client, a lot of work has been done by them. Good to ask in terms of the CAPEX, etc. going forward as well. We postponed the major CAPEX expansion requirements by a few years, so it helped a lot. But water loss is where they need to go. And then the turnaround strategy, just to recap. We didn't have a project department a few years ago, and we battled with our CAPEX. The board implemented the project department with staff, and that assisted with a turnaround strategy and turnaround project. That's how we were able to pick up on the backlog and also in a position to continue with the CAPEX going forward. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, Bloom. Please tell the staff we appreciate their hard work and the huge improvement that we see. And we would want it to still go forward. And please, like we've mentioned to others, all the attempts we made to get into the rural areas. And likewise, please look at the expansion possibilities and gain SOCO around those. Okay? Thank you very much.
No, the chair, thank you very much.
Before we make Mahali, you first becoming stronger. The tea outside.
I'll just quickly share what I've noticed that there's quite a few things that we need to skip in the interest of time. The presentation hard copy that was provided has definitely changed. It's not necessarily the same as what you're going to present to the editing that was done to try and streamline it with your requirements in terms of disengagement. the overview is there, Chair. I'll skip it because it will be covered. And go straight to our municipalities that we provide water to. That is Rustenburg Lake in the northwest, Munskotane also in the northwest. And then we also supply to Tabazimbi, Vilavela, Mudimule, all three being in the Limpopo province. And lastly, we supply water to the city of Tswane, which is in the Gauteng province. And this map is just a snapshot of the area of supply. And our area of coverage as Mahal's water is currently estimated at 42,000 square kilometers. Chair, we just presenting upfront the major concerns, and there were two of them which were raised by the portfolio committee last year.
We can do that. They can check if they want to ask.
Yes, that was certainly very relevant, I would say, because they were pertinent to KFF issues. And I would just like to highlight those. The first one was relating to the capacity for the organization to implement KPEX, and particularly it was in regards to the planning of the project. And then there was also concern that the legal agreement or the institutional arrangement issues needed also to be dealt with. And we then dealt with those issues in terms of the capacity to deliver on business. We basically went on to implement a project office. And by the time when the committee was highlighting this, we were in fact in progress to actually do that. And we are headed. We have established that, Chair, and certainly the model that we adopted is that while we're implementing the KPEX, we also ensure that we build internal capacity to the organization. And therefore, the model is an outsourced capacity that is actually assisting us to deliver as well as to capacitate our in-house personnel to build that capacity for the organization. In terms of the institutional issues that needed to be dealt with, we have listed quite a number of those. And these are all specific to the Kilanbeck project because of certainly the complexity thereof. The stakeholders that are involved include the private sector, the municipalities, and government in the form of the Department of Water Affairs, National Treasury, and so on. We've been able to resolve quite a lot of them with only two ongoing, and that is the first cross against the Wesizwe offtake agreement, which is one of the mining group which is going to be benefiting in terms of water provision through this scheme. We have to sign an offtake agreement with them. It's almost, we have a final draft, and we hope that by the end of this month we would have resolved it. And the other one there is the Royal Bafokeng, who also wants to commit to the scheme in terms of benefiting for water. They came in late in the process, but however we are accommodating them, and the application for the funding is in progress. Otherwise, the other municipalities' applications for funding has already been dealt with. Most importantly, Chair, I would also like to indicate that through the Department of Water Affairs, the support that we have obtained or from them from last day when we came to report. There has been significant movement in as far as resource mobilization is concerned. And where we are today, we report that the department with Mahali Water will sign a Arabic funding agreement for the Pilanizwe scheme, which therefore commits the department to basically fund the implementation of this project going forward. We also went on to try and or approach other funding institutions, including the DBSA. In that process, we're able to secure a loan facility, which has now been approved by DBSA, and is available. But however, there is still some more work that we're doing, just to ensure that between our credit documents, and also to give comfort to National Treasury that we can go ahead and exercise that loan. At the moment, we still await confirmation from the National Treasury in that respect. Just following on to that, Chair, we then were able also, by the support of National Treasury, obtained the grant for the scheme amounting to 200 million rand, which is available for 2013-14. And further to that, the MDF up to 2016, we allocated an additional 174 million for the scheme as well. This is a Pilanizwe scheme implementation. And that then concludes the resource mobilization, which then takes us to where we are in regards to the actual implementation of our CAPEX. The slide that I'm showing now is listing our CAPEX, and in there is two line items that refer to Pilanizwe scheme, which is the north and the south. The Pilanizwe south scheme is currently being implemented by the two mines that we mentioned earlier on, Wesizwe and Masif. And in that respect, we'll have that part being concluded. We'll start with that as soon as, again, the Wesizwe agreement has been concluded. The northern part, we are busy there. The part of the northern part, which we call Section B, which is the section up to the distant comps, that has been completed and was implemented, of course, by the mines themselves. And that infrastructure amounts to 190 million rand. It's a 35 megaliter reservoir plus a pipeline to that. Beyond that, we also in the process ourselves using, which we started even long before the funding requirements or applications were concluded or granted. We started doing the upgrade of our Falkop water treatment plant, which is basically the source that is going to provide water to this Pilanizwe scheme. We are already upgrade. The first phase of the plant upgrade is already 22% complete. And we believe that by the latest, March 2014, we have concluded or finished and commissioned the phase, upgrade phase that we were busy with. At,
and it's not started.
Not started, yes. That is where we are currently with the water treatment works upgrade. That is the line item on Pilanizwe North, which shows a 22% completion at this stage. The other chair apex that we're busy with is responding to the current water treatment facilities that we have, which are currently constrained. the demands out of those plants actually are treating the capacity, treatment capacity that we have. And on that, we prioritize the Cliff Ridge plant upgrade, which is the second largest facility of Mahalis Water, water treatment facility. That we're moving on with that chair, and we about 80% on the detailed design. And we also have a challenge with regard to Valmont facility, and then also we started the feasibility thereof. The pipeline currently 60% in terms of the feasibility study thereof. And if Chair One wants to just as a summary to look at where we are with regards to as compared to last year in terms of the paper, I could confirm, Chair, that we had a budget of 120 million for this year, and we are confident that by the end of the financial year, we'll have spent up to 47% of our budget, and that I think translates to about 54 million. And the bulk of that is coming from the expenditure on the upgrade of our water treatment facility that is linked to the Kilanbeck water scheme. Just to move on from that, Chair, we then also, as part of looking at the optimization of our infrastructure that we put on the ground, particularly the Kilanbeck scheme, we went on to look at further planning and future expansion using the existing backbone of Kilanbeck to expand to other areas. And the slide that we show you is indicating, for instance, the areas that we like to expand to. This area here where my cursor is, and this is the Gekleng Rashid local municipality, the areas of Koster and Dali. And the area that is labeled as J, that is the area of Zira. And we believe that the scheme, water scheme or the infrastructure could as well be utilized to reach those areas, which initially it was not necessarily planned that it will go as far as those areas. And also in the area A is the area of the Royal Bafokeng, which covers Phokeng and all the other areas that are under the jurisdiction of the Royal Bafokeng. And the E2 is the area that is certainly part of Aston Lake, but moving towards the area of Moi Noi. And again, we believe that this backbone infrastructure can be used to actually reach those areas. Here is the one can see that if one accepts these bubbles or these supply areas that we're planning basically to reach, this is where most of the complaints, that is water shortages and interruptions that are being experienced currently, particularly in the area of Moses Kotan. And we believe that if this game is implemented, we should be able to mop up the challenges that are currently being experienced in those areas. The area of E1, apologies for that, E1, where the cursor is, that is going towards Zabazimbi, and again, we'll be able to touch on that.
All these ones you're saying now are things where you think it can expand, you don't have a budget for it, or you don't have a budget as well?
We do have the budget chair in terms of what was originally planned, which is basically the C, area C, Area E2 will be able to have an edge. Area A, the Rwanda Fouquet, is actually going to provide capital contribution there too, and we'll be able to reach those. Extensions that we will now look at is to expand towards Oster, that is the Fekrem Reserve, which is area B, Zeras, which is the area J, and the area D, part of Moses Kutani. Those are the phases that will be added, and I believe that with the support of the Department of Water Affairs, I will be able to work out something out of this as we've done with the previous one.
Any of these areas under the 25 that were under MWIC?
Not yet. Not yet, Chair.
Do you have reached any?
And going to the other scheme that we've highlighted there where my cursor is, the Clip 4 dam. This one, Chair, it has been, the feasibility of this one and studies of this one have been done. And we just need now to do further, that is, detailed feasibility thereof. And currently, it's showing that we could, through this water scheme, actually alleviate the water challenges of Mauritania, and basically a long-term and sustainable solution to the area. We are aware that currently the area of Mauritania is experiencing water shortages and is relying on borehole water, which that on its own is inadequate as we speak. And further on, this same water scheme, we believe that it can be extended to reach further to the north, that is the area I, and this is covering additional water that is required to meet the demands of the Labela, as well as Mimule, including areas of Mukubom in the Limpopo area. And also, we'll look at the possibility of reaching as well as the JS Morocco, and through this Clip 4 dam scheme. And that's the feasibility that was concluded currently, which will need to be taken further and also costed so that we could understand what are the financial implications thereof. But certainly this gives us a map and a plan of regional water requirements as we seek in our area of supply, of which as we take it further, then we'll have to mobilize resources for that to be implemented. And of course, phase implementation would be an approach that we'll take to implement. In terms of the municipalities that we work with, we also do a lot of interventions where municipalities are actually battling, haven't got adequate capacity, particularly in the area of operations and maintenance. In Mali Bay, we've done that successfully so, and currently we are working with the Department of Water Affairs as an implementing agent to upgrade the water treatment plants in the Malibeng local municipality. Also in Keteng Refuge, the significant one that we're able to achieve here, we resolved the situation of a road sewage spill into the area, and we provided them with a package wastewater treatment plant. This is a situation before our intervention was actually done, and this is the package plant that we gave them, which is currently running. It's about 15 cubic meters per day facility that we implemented. Beyond that, Chair, I also could just mention that what also happened here is that there is no power supply to that point in the municipality. Still awaiting the connection to be done, but we were able to run this facility using diesel generators it is running. On the...
Okay, you can go through those, just go to the... Those three slides on. There. So could you tell us what is happening there?
So these are the tariff proposals that have been submitted. It's showing the movement from 2013 to what is projected for 2013-14. The middle one is prior to the adjustment for the electricity tariff. And then the last one, the yellow block, is showing the adjustment after the 8% of the NERSA approval on the electricity tariff. That's in rand 10 per kiloliter of water that we sell from each scheme. And of course, we do not have a uniform tariff. Our tariff is based on each scheme. We have four schemes at the moment, Falco, Cliptree, Falmanstar, and Calian. The average tariff increase that has been indicated yesterday, if you take all those numbers, it works out to 9%. But however, the scheme, this is the profile there of Falcorp is 8, Clitrift on its own is 12, Valmastar is 12, Calumet is 8. This slide chair is just quickly showing, perhaps one would ask, why are we showing higher increases or asking higher increases from Clitrift and Valmastar? The reason there also is related to what I've already mentioned earlier, that some of our treatment facilities are already beyond capacity, and therefore we've lost the economies of scale. And to that, they need to be upgraded. And as such, when it comes to the tariff increase, one will have to cover the cost of producing that water. And without extra volumes, then it constrains the capability of maintaining low increases or driving costs down. And this is a slide that is just quickly showing where those constraints are in terms of treatment capacity. This one here is just a draft budget for 2013-14. That's where we are. We expecting that our expenses will go up by 7%, and our finance income, we're expecting that it will go down by 40%, and that is related to the fact that our investments that we currently hold, we're going to be utilizing those in the implementation or implementation of our CAPEX. And that's the picture at the high level in terms of our track budget for 1840.
You got a
set of 37 minutes. Yes, sir. On the annual report for 11-12, I think we have had a report that were given by the department as well as input from trainers. This is where we stand currently. Our investments that are going to have already been utilized for our CAPEX on the north currently stand at 466 million, and that is going back into our infrastructure development. The financial performance as we have, I think, is the trend. And I think as Mahalis Water, we're trying very hard to improve. And I think the trend is definitely showing an improvement per se in terms of our financial performance. The key ratios, that's in relation to the data that I have shown earlier on. Then on the issue of the receivables, that is the data. For 2011-12, we were sitting at 109, million. However, we are aware that that is being made up of up to current to 30 days, to 68 million, and then that leaves us with 41 million of age 60 days and more. And all the 41, Chair, it's inclusive of what we still is still in dispute, which is 20 million from the water, Rustenburg Water Services Trust. And if one takes that away, we remain with about 39 million of outstanding about 50 days.
Sorry, just a minute. Get to that one. So how much debt owed to you?
It's 41 million as a whole. Left 12, which is what is in dispute with the Rustenburg Water Services Trust, that leaves us with about 20.
Where is the money?
It's the Rustenburg Water Services Trust.
Only Rustenburg. Only Rustenburg. 41 million.
Yes, it's the municipality. That is
1 minute. Who makes up the 41 million?
It's made up of the Madibane, local municipality. Also made up of the Rustenburg Water Services Trust, which is of course an entity of the Rustenburg local municipality. And to a lesser extent, Tarazili local municipality.
Are all of them paying the current amount?
Yes, they are paying the current amount, but of course, it's a matter of continuous interaction and following up with that, because...
that's fine, but they're paying the current money. Now, on arrears, the three that owe you arrears, have you got agreement with them, signed the acknowledgement of debt? And how they're going to pay the money back, except this one that's in your fraud.
Tarazindi, yes, we do have.
Yes, it is signed.
Madibane, it's a Section 30 debt. It's not on our bank or account. The only one that's owing us the bank account is Tarazindi. The two, that is the Rustenburg Trust, is a Section 30 debt. As well as Madibane. It's not for the bulk water sales. It's for the services that we render to the municipalities over and above our primary business. It's a secondary activity that we render.
So the water comes in, how much do they owe you in arrears for the water comes in? Of the 41?
At the conclusion of this report, it was 12 million, $12 million.
In arrears,
yes.
And you have an acknowledgement of debt for that 12 million?
Yes.
And the current amount are being paid. So, the current, if you take the current amount away, you take the 12 million away for the acknowledgement of debt, how much of the 41 is that? This Section 30 stuff, how much is it? How much does it amount to the two municipalities?
The Section 30 will be 12 plus 10. 12 plus 8, that will be 30.
So 20 plus 12 is 32, and then the rest is current, the 9 to 10. Is that it? Now what are you doing about, you say you've got an acknowledgement to pay current, acknowledgement debt sorted out. Now there's 20 million from the Section 30. What are we doing to recover that?
The one for the Rustenburg Trust, we are currently following the intergovernmental relations route to recover that. We have made presentations to the trust itself, as well as the municipality to respond to that. And we are now in the process of engaging the next step, basically to engage Treasury, National Treasury, in regards to that. As the process is definitely being laid out in that framework. The one for Madeleine, we are constantly engaging with them to pay. We are now also considering that we should now perhaps trim down our services that we render to the municipality to actually fit in with the budget that they have.
On this exercise, we've got no excuse. I can still understand that you may be hesitant to cut water when you're punishing the citizens. But Section 30 things are services you're delivering to them, which they should be delivering themselves. Now the fact of the matter is, if they don't deliver it, I don't know why we're still delivering the service, if they don't want to pay for it. I just don't understand. There's no excuse not to get, make sure that they pay that money immediately, and if they don't, you cut the services. Why must you keep incurring costs while they're not paying the debt?
We're looking into that as well. However, if we
take... That's not good enough, my friend. Your chairperson told me how things are improving. I've listened to the rest of your report. I thought it was an excellent report until this point. At this point now, things are falling flat. This is like, really, I was kicking her girlfriend and I'm kicking my sister. As we reach this point.
Maybe I can just explain a little bit on that. The services that we provide to Madeleine, it's an arrangement that is coming way back, long before, I would say, 2000. And the contract that is in place is also very difficult to work with.
We have
gone to an extent of engaging the department. Firstly, to say, if this municipality, as it is, receiving a equitable share or subsidy towards running these services, particularly the services we're talking about, we say to the department, can we then be paid direct before the municipality gets paid or whatever is left over from the bills that they would have invoiced? We did that in writing. We made that submission in writing to the department, and we believe that that's the solution that we need to attempt to go with.
Because a good record now, Toko, in April now, before the end of the month, I want you to meet with Mahalis on this section editor, and you find a solution to this. But this can't be right. It can't be that you deliver service. It's not water we're delivering. And then we can cut it off people and suffer. This is a municipality that's not living up to a contract with this. Now why are we allowing arrears to build up? This must be resolved. I want the report that you meet before April 12th. Okay? I mean, this can't go on like this. I mean, Mahalis is not doing well except that they're 2 weeks on this. I can see the CE has got weak knees on this one. It just wobbles on this issue. It's not good enough. It sorted out the other day. But this stuff here. You see, one of the things that someone said, one of the risks, I think it was the treasury, one of the risks is the so-called secondary funding. Now we're showing deficits and arrears on 20 million rand, which we could be spending. We're using people to do this work and these people are not paying it. It's not even for water we're providing. It's for other services, secondary. Okay. In April, you guys meet with whoever you have to meet and solve this issue, get a result out of it. And if not, I want you to be tough. This one has to be sorted out. Chairperson, next term, this one must be sorted out. You see, here you've got no excuse. Other people say, well, don't cut off our water and so on, then you get soft, I understand it. But this one here, it's not your task to fulfill. These are secondary functions. So if people are not living up to their contract, take them to port, take them to wherever you have to, and sort it out. We can't carry people in. Okay.
Mahalis, 13 million, 20 million, section 13.
What is the next issue?
Those are the debt. Also. Yeah, I want you guys, you've done much better, but we'll get rid of those points of emphasis.
Okay.
I see there's two areas, it's the law and compliance and predetermined objectives. Let's find ways, meet with the AG's office, find ways of sorting out those two. This is brilliant, you guys have done much better now. Well done, this is good. Financial management, much better. Okay, strategic plan, you can jump.
We already looked at the department strategic plan.
And the amount of water you sell is 76 million cubic meters.
Yes.
Say you partly provide to Tswane.
Tswane is one of our.
You just do some of it, not all. Tswane also gets some of it.
Not all of it. This is largely in the area of Hammanskraal.
You guys do the kind of rural areas to provide water or Kwane there.
Yes.
So you can't say it's the city you provide really. It's
no,
more an outlying area.
No.
So there's a basis for you possibilities. Does the Kwane, the other part of Kwane, does it fall under Rand Water?
Kwane's got still from the fountains, as from this place there, and then got the lot from
Rand Water and then a little bit from them as well. What was your other big town, Rustenburg? Do you provide all water for Rustenburg or just parties?
It's also Randwater also.
Water Rustenburg?
Yes.
Randwater is everywhere. They're like a disease. They like a virus. It just spreads all over. It's just got 10 equals everywhere. Hey, like the Bruderbond was, you know. Randwater is the new Bruderbond of South Africa. The news of Africa. Okay. I definitely see huge improvement. I like the way that you guys send out the CapEx things. The way when I look at it, I can immediately see you guys know what you're doing because you've got stages, you mark which stages you are. That's the kind of planning I want to see and reflected. And the rest of it's all good. Finances are good. As I say, your only problem is you're being very soft with your debtors. Too soft. Far too soft. I want to see some bite, not a false teeth, but strong, new teeth, okay? All right, questions, comments, Ms. Manganya, Rogers, Wenners, Kusana, Dr. Fon. Ferguson.
Thank you, sir.
Manganya.
I also support your statement that they are picking up their socks or they are pulling up their socks. What I want to say to them is that Thabazimbi doesn't get short of water, so Thabazimbi municipality have to pay for the water, because you can't hear even a single day that Thabazimbi doesn't have water. I think you should put the foot down so that the municipality should pay you, because they are drinking water almost on every day. Thank you very much.
I agree with that. Ms. Rogers?
Thank you, Chair. Mine is going to be a comment, and it's not to Mokhali, but perhaps through to Mr. Miller. As you know, I'm new to this portfolio. But I'm just wondering if we shouldn't have a standard format for reporting. I find a lot of the information we get is subjective, and you can't make comparisons. I just want to put that to the committee and through to the department. Thanks, Chair.
Maybe that suggestion I made earlier about the meeting more often will actually help to standardize things. And they can learn from each other. From each report, you get something good. Just out of Bloom, we saw all the nice slides, for example. From Makali's now, you see that they've nicely broken down their KPIs, how far they are, and so on. Makes you understand. So there's good examples in each one of the water boards. So if we can get them to sit down and get a standard format, as you said, then it's easier to compare and to look at things, and we all know what we want and what is amazing. Rand Water has some good ideas as well in there. Each one of the inputs so far, there's something there that we can standardize the best practice. And that is why I want you to meet them. The more you meet with them and talk to them, so on, the more we start talking on the same issue. Because you can tell them what it is this committee wants. You
you can tell them what the department wants. They can start understanding that internalizing it in their own areas. Okay? So that's just to add on what Mr. Rogers was saying. Ms. Wenger?
Thank you, Chair. My question goes on to the slide of the present status quo and progress, both for the Clifford and the Cullinan infrastructure upgrade. The estimated time of starting is the 12th of June and the 20th of May, respectively. But if you look at the table itself, the concept design hasn't started, the procurement hasn't been done yet, and would it be possible then to start on those dates, considering that the crucial element has still not been done?
No, thank you very much, Chair. Let me welcome this marvelous report, but at the end, it was spoiled. But really, Chair, so it's something else. But, Chair, I must compare with you by saying everybody who's owing money to the department or to the water board must pay that debt. Take the standard of living within the department. Every person owed must pay the money. And Chair, I should think we must make this indication that we don't want to end up a term with such many problems of them. That's what I should think. That's what we must make sure that we address it. All of us, when we come out of the house, we go back to our various places with the notion that every cent which is owned by whoever must be paid before the term of our office ends. Gentlemen, I just want to check about this issue of Dr. J.S. Morok, that portion of Morrisville around Marapiani, Nokanemi, Siwoku, and so on. Because previously it was said there is a water, a valve water, which is under construction in that area. I don't know whether it's Makhalis or it's rainwater, but the department will assist us in that regard. I just want to check your contract now. Makhalis, have you ever attempted or signed a contract with Dr. Jeff, the local municipality, in this regard? Or is just what you perceive to do in the near future or not? That's the clarity that I want.
I just want to emphasize that point that Mr. Skosan had made. Next year is our last year. Next year, we're going to be very tough on you. I'm going to name and shame. You won't be able to show your face and your problems again. If people owe you money and you haven't solved the problem. Next year is name and shame year. All these politicians here want to make a name for themselves next year, but they want to get on their list. So they will like, these politicians here will all like to name and shame and to make themselves seem the public eye next year. So if I were you, I'd be very careful next year when you come here. Okay. Okay. Two of them will walk into the subject and become consultants and get big fees from the chefs, big fees from them. Dr. Huang?
Thank you, Chief President. From this financial performance summary, you show to your presentation 2012 is $65 million for the net profit. So the next year is the year 2013. Your forecast is only for $37 million. Then you say, you expect for 10% increase for revenue for this year, 2013. Then you increase cost about 7%. So I can't see the your net profit can from the $65 million is come down to the $37 million, but you increase for your revenue. And your cost only for 7%. I don't know how you calculate for your net profit. Because you say it's 13% for the 2012, then 12% for the 2013, just 1% less. But is the profit is less. 100% or 50%. This, I think, is too much difference. So I like you can show me what is different. Because from 2010 to 2011, you from the minus 20% to the 2% plus, and the plus 13%, then this year plus 12%. So but your net profit, your big difference. So I don't know what your this performance is summary can correct or not. Also, from the your water board, you have the, your profit. Then do you contribute to the community? Because at least presentation you never highlight for job create. From the rainwater, they have some boosters to the some students. I like from the here from the your board. Do you any friends, strategic friends inside the show to us? Because I will study for the students can contribute to the community. Thanks.
Yes, Kirk.
Thank you, Chair. I'm probably going to be repeating a lot. Everybody else has said, thank you very much for the good report, and I do support our standardization of best practice. I'm also looked around the data on the project and whether they are actually realistic, so they don't appear to be that way. And then when you're talking about the debt recovery of the water board, I suppose we go right back to municipalities and their capacity. And so if you're concerned with it, throughout all the presentations, there has been a concern about debt recovery. I just want to comment on that as well. Thank you.
Yeah, Chairperson, on my question in relation to Dr. J.F. Moroka, I want the portfolio committee to, in fact, the water board to be specific areas that they are affecting. Be specific. You can even give a time frame, if there is time frame, for their agreement, if they have an agreement with the Dr. J.F. municipality.
Yeah. Okay, Mahali.
Thank you, Chair. With regards to the project timing or scheduling, what we're referring there as the start, May, basically the concept design. That is being done in-house. We're confident that they certainly start at that date. On the issue, Chair, of relating to JS Moroka and the tapings there too, the plan that we're presenting here is what we envisage at this stage. We have not taken it further than that in terms of engaging particularly the beneficiaries of that water scheme that we envisage at this stage. That part will certainly come later once the detailed feasibilities have been concluded. The question relating to the financial issues, I'll request the CFO to respond to that.
Thank you, Chairperson. The reason for the decline in the profit that has been forecasted is that if you look in the 2012 financial statement, we had huge management income with respect to the sustainability contract, which we don't have anymore, including the fact that our financial income is expected to be down because of the demand that we're going to use for our CAPEX project. So hence the profit is going down.
Jared. Okay, Mahali, Chairperson, I concur with your original statement that things have improved. I'm glad you didn't use any adjectives with the improved. Otherwise, because you started off and made us feel like young lovers, and in the end, we ended all with killing our sister. That's how it felt. This thing about the debt and I'll be sure you guys have done well. You really, that CAPEX issues we raised, you've dealt with them very neatly. You have other CAPEX things you know, I can see you've got those things. I can see your financial management is getting better and better. It's now just that last little hurdle to make it clean. So all those things are good. It's just this thing. With you, it's worse.
but the other still is political in the sense that municipalities are not paying for water supply. Did you buy the services you're rendering outside of the water, and still these people owe you money? It's unacceptable. No business in the world works like that. They will all be bankrupt. They provide services to people, and these people just take them for granted. I just want you to keep coming doing it, and I'm not going to pay you. Simple. That's just unacceptable. You see, what this does is just create a whole culture which may have been acceptable under apartheid, but it's definitely not acceptable under democracy. It's not acceptable for people not to pay. It's just unacceptable. And we have to set the example. You have to set the example for paying the debts to the department. The municipality must set the example for paying the debts. And when you are doing something special for them outside of your framework of work, and they don't pay you part, but then you must club them. You can't just sit there and be nice. There's no Ubuntu in those times. No Ubuntu must be there now. I mean, Mr. Morphe King is also full of Ubuntu. He just doesn't let people pay and so on. But this one is, yeah, it's the one black mark against your neck. You're a white sheep with one big black spot on the side there. Okay? But please tell all your staff we value their work. I'm really glad to see all the improvement, and I'm particularly glad to see you getting your mind wrapped around ethics and how to improve that and go forward. Okay? So, of course, the other thing is, you know, when you report this thing about the same format, when you report on the arrears, next year I want you to report in two categories, the current and the arrears, so that one can clearly see what is being paid, because it also creates a false impression. I mean, if the media sitting there, you say 1.3 billion. Meantime, we know that 600 million of Rand water is current, which they pay. So it creates a completely false impression. I mean, it's actually then 900 million that's in arrears. Then if you start breaking that down, now that's the one change I want you to make. The other change I want you to make is then on the arrears, all the explanations we're getting now, I want you to give it in your report so that I can see that you verified it. So if you say you deal with Khali, and you say the arrears come from these three municipalities, and with this one, there is an acknowledgement of debt and they're paying the money, so that we immediately know it. That one's sorted out, and it's working. But these 2 years with the Section 30, there is no agreement, and they're not paying the money. Or there is a dispute on the thing for 10 million, you know, for example. So I want you to give little explanation notes with the arrears. So when we look at the arrears, we now have a big picture already, and we know that you as a department, the more why I'm doing this is that you as a department, they're not aware of the problem as well, not just getting a report from them saying like, so much arrears. We now have you to make you apply your mind to it as well. So now, what in the formatting next year, I'm done clearly like that, okay? All right. Okay, thank you very much, Mokhali. Well done.
Yeah. Sorry. My other person didn't get a reform.
Which one is that?
So we have not reported on that, but certainly it's in our agenda. If one looks at the TAPEX program that we run and the support function that we presented in the slide, one of the areas that we're focusing on is basically to ensure that in the contract of the contractor that we employ, there is an element of local job content, local content, job creation. We also report to the Department of Water Affairs on that aspect relating to quite a number of interventions that we have, some of them where we are implementing agents on behalf of the Department of Water Affairs. I have not included this slide, but certainly that information can be provided. And we do report it to the department as such. In terms of the social or corporate social investment methods, we do provide salaries to external candidates. We have a policy there too, and we do every year provide. We also do provide internship and internship programs to and the various students for experiential learning. We also do have an MOU with the University of Technology, the Tshwane one, with regards to the provision and providing us with technical candidates that can work or can be trained in our facilities and in the water technology issues. We haven't provided it yet, but certainly those are all the initiatives that we embark on, in the same way as the other water boards are actually doing.
Thank you. I also see we have some visitors this afternoon or this morning. Salaam alaikum. Very welcome in Parliament. You are sitting here listening to the Portfolio Committee on Environment and Waterways. We deal with all the environment issues and all the water issues. And this week we have the water boards coming to explain to us what work they do. We have 12 water boards in the country who put in infrastructure for water. So when you open the tap, it's the water board that do it, or the municipality that does it. So just so you understand what we do. So welcome, and we hope you enjoy your visit as well. Molly, thank you very much. Overlook. Small little water board in the middle of nowhere. We've got some new, recognize some new faces here. Yeah. Where's the old face? He's retired. He's retired, yes. Okay, new faces from Overberg.
Thank you, Chair.
Welcome. I'll first invite you and then you can thank me. Just leave my family and mother alone and don't expect to thank all of them just for giving birth to me and so on. Overloop, good morning. This is the water board that's the closest here at Cape Town. One that also needs expansion and further viability. But welcome. And you know how we deal with that.
Thank you very much, Chair. Members of the committee, guests, the invitation is appreciated. And I would like to introduce on my left-hand side the Deputy Chair. The reason for me bringing him along is he's likely to be the next chair of Overbrook Water. My term ends in September. On my right-hand side is the CEO, and apology from our CFO, who is unfortunately ill. So I would ask the committee if there are any questions regarding financial detail, if you will permit us to make notes of it and submit a written reply. But anything that is basic finance, we will be able to deal with. Thank you very much. I think at this stage, okay, Chair, I think probably with the slide presentation, the best thing for me to do will be to hand over to the CEO, who will be able to answer any immediate questions. Richard.
Thank you, Chair. Just an overview of the operations of Overbrook Water is that we are active in four local municipalities in the Overbrook region, stretching between Botola in the west and Heidelberg in the east. Of note in this slide is that we do have excess disposal capacity, which we planned into make available for the benefit of the region as part of our plan to expand our operations. The issue during the last presentation we had was the issue of underspending on CapEx. At that stage, we took a decision to delay capital work due to the rollout of an asset management system. We are still in the process of completing that exercise, but we require some additional funding to finish. From the annual report, I think one thing to note. So that on the income side is a writing off of a loan, which Overberg had with the department, which is reflected then as income in the year under review. Financials. The cash at end of year is about 19.5 million, which we reserve for infrastructure, human resources, furniture, as detailed there. Then the balance sheet, basically total of 83 million. And then again, to the cash investments to the total of about 19.5 million. In terms of the annual report, we did receive an unqualified annual report. A lot of the findings from the auditors related to some of the information that was not available on time at the time of the audit. That is due to, I think, acute staff shortages that we are experiencing. Just a short thing on performance management is that we're not fully compliant with the requirements, but that the extension has been given for another year to comply. In terms of the KPIs, just overall, 9 of the 13 KPIs have been met. And the satisfactory performance has been achieved on the remaining ones. On CapEx, we for the year under review, spent 68% of the plans. Most of it has been, as I said, rollover from the previous year, and it is the single biggest item there is an investment that we make in a ultrafiltration plant. That's just a 5-year plan. We are in the process of investigating and seeing what needs to be put in place for us to apply for funding. Our strategic objectives for the year has remained unchanged. I think it encapsulates basically everything that we try and do. And year-to-date progress at the end of December. Overall, we are happy with the 6 months to end December performance of the current financial year. Maybe I should go to the next one. That is, after we've calculated the changes due to the 9.6 ESCOM tariff increase, relates to a 5 cents per cubic meter saving on our initial proposal. Based on that, we feel that it is probably reasonable to leave the initial proposal unchanged,
bearing in mind that we do have a dire need for capital for refurbishment and expansion. If not, then we will give a rebate to consumers of 5 cents per cubic meter based on actual consumption. In just alignment with government outcomes. I'm not going to go through all of them. Yeah. In strategic focus for the coming year, the development and compilation of a regional water services master plan. We think it's important that we integrate such a plan with the needs of the district municipalities and local municipalities. Then doing some further work on securing our income stream, putting a bit more effort in terms of our debtors. As I said, investigating access to and applying for capital funding. And another key issue for us is to increase the headcount, because we are battling with staff shortage. We hope to complete the performance management system, continue with the training specifically of process controllers, and also with a view of the intended coming into effect of our regulation 70 to be ready should that become a requirement. And they need to provide continued support to the department and the watershed as well. And just the key challenge for us is, number one is the access to capital. And secondly, it's funding our operations through tariffs only. We pretty much feel we've reached the limit in terms of sustainability of tariffs, and that is based on the ability of consumers to pay, and then also for us to absorb those above inflation increases. And then to increase our headcount amid financial constraints is another key challenge for us. Thank you.
It shouldn't be like that. Of course, although the municipalities in the Western Cape are obviously much better equipped to deal with their own issues than probably in most parts of the other the country, so there is also that problem. But of course, usually it has very little problems to deal with, other than as you hear money shortages, staff shortages, and so on. But those are the things that do as well.
I'm still not happy with the fact that you have matters of emphasis in your audited statement. So you've got an unqualified report, but you've got matters of emphasis under compliance. Now, that has to be sorted out by next year. Next year has to be green. It can't be yellow anymore.
But such a small little water board and so on, there should never be any reason why you haven't complied with what you should be complying with. So that's the only little black mark against it. And other than that, we have huge problems with this water board because it's constrained in terms of expanding. So we've got a good capacity there, but not being utilized necessarily to the extent that it has to. Questions? Ms. Onganya, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Susana, Ms. Wengham, Dr. Juan, Ms. Ferguson, maybe.
Thank you very much, Chair. We must welcome the report, but the slightly things that I want to understand. I thought for now, as the water board, we have dealt away with asbestos pipe. So I'm just shocked to hear that we're still having those asbestos. Because we all listen to the radio, TV, and whatever. I just want to know, I think here you said 15 years. So I want to know how far you are now by rectifying those aspects of
Mr. Gania.
Thank you, Chair. I think this just backs up what I said previously about a standard format, because
the financial element of this presentation is lacking. And I'm surprised there's not a deputy person that can respond to questions. I don't understand what's put before us from a financial perspective. Why we would include a loan written off under income, I would need some explanation on that. There's absolutely no financial content to this report yet. We cannot see what the gross predicted income is versus operating expenses. We also have absolutely no report on debtors and what's owed to the board. And I must say, this to me is unacceptable. Did you go out for tea yesterday? Didn't come yet. See, if you now show the due respect that the 2 days that Water Board was invited that you were here, you would have heard everything that Treasury tells you about you at Overberg, what the Department says about you, what Salga says about you. Now you come here today, you've not listened to any of that, you want to engage with the country. On top of it, if you were here yesterday and you listened to all those things, you would have all the things that Mr. Ross has raised now, you would have heard that those are the things you have to report on. The main fact is you reported on the past, though. It's not all, a lot of that is not in this report. And of course, as far as format is concerned, I know personally the department sent things what should be in this report. That is why you see that most reports have Panja and Pahia. Those are not things that come from you, it comes from the department. So I must say, like Mr. Rogers, I haven't intervened when you were giving your input, but it's very disappointing. And I just do not understand why you weren't here yesterday.
I do apologize for us for being here yesterday, sir. But as I pointed out earlier on...
Why do you apologize? What is the reason?
The reason for it is we were working through this all day yesterday because of the sudden illness of our financial officer. And unfortunately, the preparation had to be completed before we came here.
What I think I would suggest to the committee, we shouldn't show respect to this Water Board and actually question them and so on, because... May not be their fault that they were, but I would have imagined this report shouldn't have been done yesterday. Should have been done a long time ago. It should then have gone to the board. The board should have checked the report that's coming to Parliament. So the board has no chance to look at any of these things. So I suggest that what you do is acquaint yourself with what we need. You can speak to the department. And then do a new report for us, which I would expect to be here before the end of April.
Thank you very much.
Chairman, before they descend the stage, can I just make this input on the report that they are going to make, particularly on the rural areas? I'm biased on that. They must be specific, the areas which they are assisting. And if there are challenges, they must mention those challenges. We might sit here and speak about the report, very less about rural areas without any practical work on the ground. Want your report to come with that so that we can know exactly what is in the rural areas. We do have rural areas and we do have a disadvantaged people in this area. We want to know exactly what is taking place in those areas. Thank you very much for your suggestion and support.
All right, so before the end of April, we'd like to see the report, okay? And then we'll decide what we'll do about the report. At this stage, obviously, we're not going to express any view on your tariffs. We'll support the tariffs of the other water board. But we won't until we've seen the report, okay? This is very disappointing. Overberg has always been exemplary in the way they dealt with things, because he's so small and something. Suddenly, in this area, it's just not been done right. I want the department to engage with Overberg and see what's going on there. Something is not right. But is it what they say about Copenhagen, or there's something stinking in Copenhagen or somewhere, or Denmark? What is it saying? God forbid. Okay, all right.
May I just say, Chair, I can assure you there is nothing untoward happening at Overbeck. What is probably the cause of all of this is the transition that we've had recently with the changeover of our CEO. Thank you very much for your attention, and we will see that the report is finalized by the end of this month.
Okay, thank you.
5-1. I mean, can we start at 1:45? We start a bit earlier, so we try and finish earlier so we can leave earlier. All right, how many water boards we still have?
So we still got the Pelagrip, in fact, they're a little, I think they got one client, so we'll be quickly with Pelagrip. Then it's Imsla Tuzi, Amatole, which got reason for Cello. So it's a small little one and four others, so we can try and finish it quickly. 1:45, back here please, okay? Thank you.